Now, leader of Yemen's answer to the movement says that Saudi Arabia has not achieved any of its stated goals in the war against the nation due to the people's resistance. Abdulmalik al-Houthi is addressing a crowd of Yemeni scholars and dignitaries in the capital, Sana'a. He said that the Saudi regime has killed thousands of Yemenis, including hundreds of children, since March of 2015, but gained nothing out of the bloodshed. Houthi added that his movement has always sought peace and has invited all Yemeni parties to have a share in governing the nation. The Yemeni leader, however, reiterated that the Yemeni people will only accept a solution to the conflict that could guarantee them dignity and not slavery. He then called for reforming the country's judicial system and bringing to justice all who commit corruption in all sectors. And now we're joined by Dr. Lawrence Davidson, lecturer at Westchester University, joining us out of Pennsylvania. Hello, Professor. Thanks for joining us again, sir. And now your thoughts, I mean, other than turning this nation inside out, what has Riyadh really achieved?
Well, it's achieved not having what it considers to be a hostile country on its southern border. That doesn't necessarily require having a friendly country on its southern border. It just means it needs to prevent the Houthis from winning. In other words, I think that Saudis originally thought that this was going to be an easy operation and that they would move in and put a puppet government in Yemen. That turned out not to be the case. And so they've, as far as I can tell, they've redefined victory as not having a hostile Houthi regime in Yemen. And so the anarchy that you see there is, in fact, what they might consider to be victory.
But, you know, the groups and the factions are trying to, you know, knock into submission. They're not going into submission. The nation itself is you know, on the brink of, you know, so many different humanitarian crises. It's got, there's a cholera epidemic that's, you know, going over 500,000 cases, nearly 3,000 dead, almost 13,000 people dead, most of them civilians. And the country is still not, you know, bowing down to Saudi rule. So what's next, and how long is this going to drag on and protract, and how many more people are going to die as a result?
Well, I mean, that's this is the thing. I mean, I think the Saudis have come to the conclusion that there's no necessity for anybody to bow down. They just keep them, their heads down. You know, they just keep them destabilized.
And the condemnations, I'm very well aware, out of the UN are getting more and more extreme towards Riyadh. So when is the UN going to really step in and say stop him? And 90% of this thing has been an ongoing war crime since day one.
Right. I mean, I agree with you. It's just that, okay, so say the General Assembly says that, no, you know, they have to stop. How do you make them stop?
I mean, selling them arms, for one.
That's right. How do you do it?
You got to get the UK, and you got to get Washington and London on board, of course.
Yes. And if you, in fact, have a suggestion as to how, in practical terms, we do that, then in fact,
then you're going to get a Nobel Peace Prize, right?
Right.
Thanks, Doc. We're out of time. I'm going to have to leave it there. Okay. That was Professor Lawrence Davidson joining us out of a Pennsylvania lecture at Westchester University.